Coast 93.1. Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And as usual, we have a new blown off. Rob, Lisa, you both there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a couple of great dates. Dating for, you, Rob, you said like a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks.
Hikes and dog dates and your dogs got along and all this is sounding great, right?
It was, kind of, but
so,
I mean.
Go ahead. Well, explain what happened.
Okay, so I'm bisexual. It is what it is. That's me.
Sure.
But, like, Rob, you literally kept bringing up that we should have a threesome.
Oh,
we should have a threesome, like, multiple times.
That was a joke, okay? I was joking.
No. You brought it up several times. Literally, like, every single time we hung out, you brought it up.
Oh.
It wasn't every time.
So you're bi, Lisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been with women, but mostly I've dated men. But, you know, I made the mistake of revealing this to him because, you know, we were talking about past dates. And I swear, like, Rob, you are seriously stuck on it. We're at a bar and you point out a woman. And, yeah, she was hot. Fine. Okay. But, you know, it's like then he starts trying to describe what we would do with
no!
her.
Oh.
It's like,
okay, you're making me look bad now.
I'm not making you look bad. You're making yourself look bad.
Totally.
It could be fun. I mean, I guess I was wrong, you know? But I thought we could have had a good thing together. I really did.
We could have.
I just thought you'd be open to trying it. I don't know what to say. I'm just kind of like blown away that this is the reason you don't want to see me anymore. I mean, I just thought it was something you'd want to do.
You know, like, I don't think you're into polyamory. I think that just because I'm bisexual, you're assuming that I would like to have sex with you and a woman. That's not what it means to be bisexual.
Is that, I wonder, there's a lot we could dive into on this topic. One of the things being sort of there's a double standard here. If a man is bisexual, you know, I don't know if women are as interested, whereas if a woman is bisexual, it's like, oh, that's so hot. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Lisa, are you, when you've dated, do you find that this is something that comes up?
Yeah, and it's really disappointing because I think that a lot of men, or people probably, but they don't understand that being bisexual is not the same as polyamory.
Right.
Polyamory is like, you know, being in a relationship with more than one person or having different agreements in a relationship where, like, you can bring in another person. Being bisexual just means that you can be attracted to one gender or the other gender.
And it doesn't mean that you have to have both at the same time. Like, you can be in a committed relationship with someone and be bisexual.
Yeah. So the fact that all of a sudden, wherever we go, you're like, yeah, we should bring in a third person. Like, it was really just disrespectful. He obviously didn't even.
Well, like the woman I pointed out at the bar, for example, you know, you agreed she was hot and that she would, you know, she'd be someone like someone you might have dated.
Rob, you know, yeah, she's hot. But at the same time, you just kept going back to it. Like, you wouldn't let it rest. Then you wanted to, like, go into why she was hot. And, like, all these things, it's like, oh, my God.
In other words, like, making one comment about it and finding, it's one thing to have, like, a little comment about it. It's another thing when it kept coming up.
Exactly. Yes. It's like, I can definitely appreciate the way that another person looks. Like, duh, I hope that if somebody sees me across the room, they're like, oh, she looks really pretty. She's a good-looking girl. But if every single person who thought that another person is good looking was like, yeah, let's get her back to our place.
Right.
You know, I didn't really mean that. I was just trying to be funny.
So another date? Give it another shot or no?
No. Yeah, we just have different perspectives, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Rob, I think even if it was a joke, I think maybe the joke got tired.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your blunt honesty, Lisa.
Yeah.
And Rob, thanks for reaching out. Good luck, okay?
Thanks so much. Yep, I appreciate it.
Okay, if you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com.